The New York Times is reporting today federal officials plan to vaccinate as many as 500,000 Americans against smallpox in advance of any terrorist attack. They would include healthcare workers and law enforcement personnel. That's far more than the 15 to 20,000 first responders recommended for vaccination recently by an expert panel. Joining us to talk about the plan is NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, why is the government planning to vaccinate so many more people than the experts advised?
Well, the government's chief bioterrorism advisor, Dr. D.A. Henderson, says one reason is that there is no longer a shortage of smallpox vaccine. There are 100 million doses in hand today in government warehouses, which could be diluted to vaccinate about 160 million people. And by the end of this year, there'll be enough to vaccinate every American. So that was no longer a reason to stint. Second, it appears that the Bush administration is trying to cover all possible bases when it comes to bioterrorism. If a smallpox attack were somehow unleashed on a large scale, say in many cities at once, there may not be time to vaccinate as many first responders as they'd need to. And another reason might be trying to decide which first responders to vaccinate. 15,000 isn't a very big number in a country as big as this one.
So who gets the vaccination under the government's plan? Who gets it first?
Certain hospital workers and public health officials who would have to go out and take care of any epidemic. Emergency medical technicians, law enforcement personnel, possibly firefighters. But clearly not everybody in these categories, because there are over 3 million doctors and nurses alone, not counting anybody else. And it's not yet clear how the feds would plan to select which of these healthcare workers and law enforcement people would be vaccinated.
As you said, there's no shortage of smallpox vaccine now. So why was the expert committee so hesitant to vaccinate more than 15,000 people?
The main issue is risk. Smallpox vaccine contains a live virus. It's not smallpox, but it's a close cousin called vaccinia. And some people have bad reactions to vaccinia. They can get runaway skin infections that can't be easily treated. And sometimes vaccinia causes encephalitis, which is a dangerous inflammation of the lining of the brain. Out of every million people or so who are vaccinated, about 20 are expected to have severe side effects, and as many as 5 per million might die from the vaccine. Another danger is that people who are vaccinated can pass vaccinia to others. In 1947, nearly 6.5 million New Yorkers got smallpox vaccine in an emergency campaign, and two babies died then, both of whom got infected from people who were vaccinated.
Richard, today's story also mentions a change in strategy for protecting civilians in the event of a smallpox attack. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. The previous strategy was the classic strategy in public health. It's called ring vaccination, in which they identify the people who have had contact with the original smallpox cases, and then they identify people who had contact with them, and they vaccinate these two rings of people in order to build a kind of a firewall. But that takes time, obviously, to find these contacts, and some people had been arguing recently that when and if bioterrorists were to unleash smallpox, there might not be time to do that strategy. So the government is apparently indicating now that they want a wider mass vaccination strategy, but they haven't given out the details yet.